What is strategy all about? How do great organizations develop and work with strategy? These are questions we'll be exploring now. Welcome to the Value Strategy Pod, where we decompose the strategy of some of the most interesting organizations in the Nordics. I'm Tala Scherfsvik, and I hope you will join me in the quest for knowledge about how to think and do strategy. Today, I'm here with Bente Kvam Kristoffersen, the CEO of Trigger. Trigger provides strategic communication services and has experienced fantastic growth over the recent years. The way I see it, what you do is not just about making money, but creating unique engagement. But it could be that I'm wrong, and we'll discuss more about that throughout the episode. You've won a number of awards for the communication work that you've done, but the company has also been through some tough times, and maybe we'll touch upon that as well, Bente, as we go through. I met Bente a few years ago and found her to be an incredibly forward-leaning leader. But Bente, maybe you can tell us a little bit about who you are.
I'm a political scientist, actually, from the West Coast in Norway. I've always been interested in actually both politics and the creative parts. So I guess I have both brain, half brain. So what do you say? I've always been interested in what communication and creativity can do, what we can do if we work strongly with creativity, and especially when it comes to engaging people. I think we can make a big difference, and that's what actually have motivated me to stay in this business for so many years.
So you're a creative political scientist. That seems to be using both sides of the brain, as you said. That's a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about Trigger. What do you do in Trigger?
Trigger is a communication agency rooted in PR. Everything we do is kind of meant to engage people and create positive value for customers, people, and the society around us. We are about 40 people working here, and it's a great majority of women. There are so many women in our business, but they're really strong communicators, so we really love having them here. We have positioned ourselves as one of the leading agencies in Norway and the Nordics, and even globally. And so we have actually been named the most creative agency in the world, but that was in 2016. Still, we feel that we are always aiming for the world to compare ourselves with the rest.
How do you feel that kind of resonates? Because we have something called Jantelov in Norway, which kind of, you know, we want everybody to be equal and everybody to include it, which is really good value and kind of morals. But have you felt any, you know, any bad emotions or bad thoughts from Norwegians about your ambitions to become, you know, world leading?
Well, at the beginning, when Trigger first was established, everybody kind of laughed at that ambition. But when we start proving that this is not just something that we say, that we're doing it, then we got respect. And I think now it's more that our competitors, they more wonder, what's the magic sauce? What's with Trigger? What is it? What are they doing? And we like it when they think about us that way, because we want to be different. And it's not just that we are trying to be different just to be different. We're trying to push ourselves and just don't think about this, our kind of our strategy is actually to think that everything is possible, not be limited by rules or janteloven, as you say, because it's very easy to feel limited. But we have to break out of the rules to make something. You know, you can't make great results if you have that janteloven with you. It's impossible.
It's impossible. So I'm going to ask you, what is the sauce? What's in your sauce? Can you say something about what's in the sauce?
The magic sauce is, I think it's feeling safe at work, the psychological part. We have a very inclusive culture. We laugh a lot, especially when we do mistakes. We share our mistakes. And we even have kind of a system where we say we share the best and the not so good experiences we have with each other. I think that makes it very easy for people to ask each other if they need help, because nobody knows everything. So we need to learn from each other, and the people in Trigger are really good at learning from each other and being honest when they don't understand something. I think it's kind of a cultural thing, and I think that's the magic sauce.
Mm. And from knowing from strategy literature, that's kind of nice, because there's a lot of ambiguity about strategy. It's very difficult to copy it from the outside and kind of see what it is from the outside. It's more something you can actually feel in an organization often, or it's related to values and etc. But it's often very difficult to copy. So about strategy, how do you work with strategy in Trigger, both internally and with your customers? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, when it comes to internally, we have experienced, well, at the beginning when Trigger was established, there was not so common for us to involve the whole company. But now we have realized we have to involve everybody. The strategy is to be meaningful, must involve more than just the leadership group. So we have we had some help from external people to work with us. Like, we work as advisors. We just realized that even though we work as strategic advisors for our clients, it's a lot more difficult to work with the strategy, your own strategy. So when we had this external help, we suddenly had a whole new process and included the people in Trigger in a whole brand new way, and it's been very successful for us. I think now it's a lot easier for everybody to kind of own the strategy, and if you ask people in Trigger now, everybody would say, okay, this is the strategy, this is how we're going to do it, this is our ambition. And also, this is how we're going to do it. So I think this is very important. And when it comes to strategy for our clients, we work just about at the same way as we work internally. We have the Trigger Academy model. We have we worked out our own process. And what we are really, really into is looking at the outside world, what's happening, what's going on. If we could tap into something in that really means something for people that they can engage in. That's what we work in the beginning of a strategy then.
No, but you want to say something more about the Trigger Academy maybe. Yeah. What is that? You work with customers on it as well? You do it with customers? What is it?
Exactly. We do it with the customers also. It's a strategic process that we work. We have now our own templates that we work go through when we have our strategic process, and we work with the Insight Park. We look at the surroundings, what's going on in the world, and then we work at the company side and what the target, you know, all the different target groups. We have this I'm painting.
Like pyramid, you go through different steps. Okay,
yeah. Exactly, it's different steps, and we work a lot with targets. So it's very many stages, but it's not difficult to understand. Actually, it's not so that you think, oh no, this is impossible. Very often we see that our customers, they have a lot of data and they are almost too much of it. So our job is actually to ask the questions, like a journalist almost, asking questions, drilling down, being curious. And when we do that, and when we're good at it, then we will find the answers together with our clients, and then we put it at the strategy documents. And of course, there are always things that you cannot find immediately, and then you can do further investigations in a way to see what you can tap into. But the model is the same, and it gives us kind of, we see that it works very well, and we find it's also good because we are all kind of into it, so it's a lot easier for us to work with it when we feel familiar with the model. So good.
Do you think it's a bottle we can also share with the listeners in the show notes, or is it a secret bottle?
It's a secret. I can look into what we can share with you guys. I don't think it's kind of revolutionary. I think you're going to see that it's a little bit familiar from what you know, but I think it's. A little bit behind the scenes, it's like I cannot share everything there. It's the questions you ask and how you work in the process is also very important. But I'll look it into.
Yeah, and then because it's about, you know, running the process and getting the answers from the process rather than having preconceived answers, kind of, if I understand you correctly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Can you say something more about the strategy in terms of being, you know, world leading? There's some values and growth. Those are kind of some parameters in your strategy. Can you say something about that?
Yes, for us, it's very important. We create positive value for our clients, people, and the society that surrounds us through solving problems and through engaging communication. And then we say that we do this with world-class execution. Execution, yeah. World-class execution. So the positive values is also about what we can do to position the client, but also positive values in is not just about money. It's about what you can put into the company side that makes it maybe important for the people that works in the company, and also the people that, you know, that we are. The society around us, we should have respect for different all kinds of people, all kinds of sexes, everything. So it's kind of a value-based strategy that we have worked on, and it's we think it's very good. And also we have this growth in the part as a part of a strategy. We are curious. We have to be curious to kind of develop. So we try to grow into different business areas where we can make a difference, actually, and create more engagement and come up with different solutions that can give us as a company more success, but also for the companies that we work for. So kind of our strategy is very close linked up to what we are going to do for our clients. So we're kind of to mirror what we're going to do for them. Yeah.
And so growth doesn't necessarily mean that you become 100 people or 150 people. There's like this ingrained version of maybe you could grow the companies, but you can grow them as number of people if it's your customer, like their size, but also kind of what they do and how they deal with it, the kind of competence they have, and etc. Is that rightly understood? Yeah.
That's exactly right. We have we're focused on people, and we want people to grow. And the best way to grow and to learn is to work with great people, and to be curious. And we work a lot with the technology part these days. There's so many possibilities. We are tech optimists, and we have focused on, of course, the ethical part of it. But we think that it opens up for great opportunities. So it's not just the money part, it's also the value part in everything we do.
So a big question for you. Due to your name, how can we trigger people?
You have to find what makes their heart beat. You can be triggered by everything. You can be triggered by Italy winning the World Cup. Like me, I would be triggered by that. it's the passion point. What is it? And I think also the trigger part is that if you are really, really triggered by something, it's quite likely that you're going to trigger somebody else, because you're going to be positive. You're going to talk positively about whatever you've experienced. Even if it's this podcast or somebody you met or something that you want to work with, then you're going to talk positively about it. So it could be a little small thing. It could be something at the lunch even. But or it could be really, really big issues.
It's really funny when you're in discussion with somebody and you find kind of that they're really triggered by something. It could be a positive trigger, or it could also be a negative trigger. So you have to be it feels like you need to be a little bit wary. But what can you know, what can other companies, other organizations, maybe in other parts of the world, learn from Nordic companies, as you've experienced, you've had many of them as your clients. Do they think in a particular way regarding strategy, or think like all organizations are the same? Do we have anything unique to offer from the Nordics?
Oh, yes, I think we have a lot of offer. I think the Nordics are very, our culture is unique when it comes to inclusive, listening to each other. We are very technical, you know, we are also very, it's kind of, if you compare it with Elon Musk, when it comes to some of those leaders that are really kind of a little bit on the side maybe, but still it's like you can read a lot about how these companies treat their people, and it's very top down, and they are easily fired if there is kind of, they're not protected by anything, the laws are, you know. So it's what we, in the Nordics, we are much more protected. Of course, there are some countries also in the Nordics that are not so, that we are not so protected as you're in, for instance, Norway. I think Sweden is more, Norway and Sweden are more alike. But listening to each other, it's, and the respect just across, you know, the leaders, you know, you don't have to be a leader to be listened to. I think that's what we, it's an asset that we have to take care of, because it's important, I think.
And maybe it's something that we should also try to make sure that everybody's listened to in all parts of the world, not only in the Nordics. Maybe that's something we could export as an export good, I don't know. I think it's time for us to finish off with a one-liner of final thoughts. If you have a board you could put in the reception of any organization that is about to embark on work to develop a new strategy, what would it say on that board?
I would say that we're about to develop a new strategy for our company and would love to hear your input.
And that sets the scene for a lot of different things going on in a huge process where you involve people throughout the strategy process instead of asking them to do something when you're done with all the thinking. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that.
Yeah, it makes very much sense.
Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I just thought it was a very interesting discussion and talk.
Okay. That's really good. Then I have to say thank you very much, Bente, for joining us today. And thank you for listening. I hope you'll listen to other episodes as well. And you'll find some of the references that we've had in the show notes. Thank you.
Thank you.